Mangareva, Pitcairn, and Henderson are the sole habitable islands in the area known as Southeast Polynesia. They were settled sometime around AD 800 as part of the eastwards Polynesian expansion. Of those three habitable islands of Southeast Polynesia, the one capable of supporting by far the largest human population and most abundantly endowed with natural resources important to humans was Mangareva. It consists of a large lagoon 15 miles in diameter, sheltered by an outer reef, and containing 24 extinct volcanic islands and a few coral atolls with a total land area of 10 square miles. The lagoon, its reefs, and the ocean outside the lagoon teem with fish and shellfish. Especially valuable is the black-lipped pearl oyster, a very large oyster of which the lagoon offered virtually inexhaustible quantities to Polynesian settlers, and which is the species used today to raise the famous black cultured pearls. In addition to the oyster itself being edible, its thick shell, up to 8 inches long, was an ideal raw material that Polynesians carved into fish hooks, vegetable peelers and graters, and ornaments. The higher islands of Mangareva's lagoon received enough rain to have springs and intermittent streams and were originally forested. In the narrow band of flat land around the coasts, the Polynesian colonists built their settlements. On the slopes behind the villages, they grew crops such as sweet potato and yams. Terraced slopes and flats below the springs were planted in taro, irrigated by spring water, and higher elevations were planted in tree crops such as breadfruit and bananas. In this way, farming and fishing and gathering of shellfish would have been able to support a human population of several thousand on Mangareva, more than 10 times the likely combined populations of Pitcairn and Henderson. From a Polynesian perspective, Mangareva's most significant drawback was its lack of high-quality stone for making adzes and other stone tools. Fortunately, that deficiency was spectacularly remedied on Pitcairn, the much smaller and steeper extinct volcanic island, lying 300 miles southeast of Mangareva. Imagine the excitement when the first canoe load of Mangarevans discovered Pitcairn after several days' travel on open ocean, landed at its only feasible beach, scrambled up the steep slopes, and came upon Downrope Quarry, Southeast Polynesia's sole usable load of volcanic glass, whose flakes could serve as sharp tools for fine cutting tasks. Their excitement would have turned to ecstasy when, barely a mile along the coast, they discovered the Tautama load of fine-grained basalt, which became Southeast Polynesia's biggest quarry for making adzes. In other respects, Pitcairn offered much more limited opportunities than did Mangareva. It did have intermittent streams, and its forests included trees large enough to fashion into hulls of outrigger canoes. But Pitcairn's steepness and small area, only 2.5 square miles, meant that the area of level plateau suitable for agriculture was very small. An equally serious drawback is that the coastline lacks a reef, and the surrounding sea bottom falls off steeply, with the result that fishing and the search for shellfish are much less rewarding than on Mangareva. In particular, Pitcairn has no beds of those black-lipped pearl oysters so useful for eating and tool-making. Hence, the total population of Pitcairn in Polynesian times was probably not much greater than 100 people.